When you're going to a new place, what's your go-to travel app these days? You might open Apple Maps or Waze or maybe something else. In our experience, they don't always work perfectly, but I can tell you on last week's drive to Florida, Waze gave us some good directions and saved us at least an hour and a half of sitting in traffic. Until recently, we didn't have such helpful tools. Do you remember when you had to struggle with a map, or worse, stop and ask for directions and hope the person you were talking to really knew where you were going? Well, that was the world of the Magi. They had nothing to help them except the night sky and the words of the prophet. They had the stars to lead them to their destination, the newborn king, Jesus. Today we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. An epiphany simply means showing. It's like an aha moment or a light bulb moment. It illuminates things and helps people see them in a new way. Look around at all the light today. These are the lights that will help us see new things in new ways in 2025. And so maybe we can begin the year by asking ourselves, what will the light of Christ show us in this new year? Today's piece of the Christmas story only appears in Matthew's gospel, nowhere else. In Matthew, we read about people's responses to the newborn king. And we had really contrasting responses. Herod responded with fear and anger and jealousy. And the Magi responded with joy and openness. So, how will we respond to the signs that lead us to Jesus? As we begin this new year, let's ask for the grace to be like the Magi who followed the light of the star and rejoiced when they found Jesus. And then what did they do? They returned home and brought news of the newborn king to all their people. So, who were the Magi? In our gathering hymn, we sang about the three kings from the Orient. We moved their statues, by the way, from the windowsill over there to the front of the nativity set. If we were in Europe today, we would be celebrating Three Kings Day with a special cake and a little statue of baby Jesus. This French tradition is where baby Jesus is hidden in the cake, and whoever gets the statue gets to wear a paper crown of a king for the rest of the meal. But Matthew's gospel gives us a simpler picture. He simply says that Jesus had important visitors from the east who followed the light of a star to find him. They were probably astrologers or rich and powerful teachers. Scholars tell us that they weren't kings at all, and we really don't know their number. They had three gifts, but that doesn't mean that there were only three visitors. But we do know that they were Gentiles. And they were from a country east of Palestine, maybe Persia, what we would now call Iran. And as they observed the stars in the sky, the Magi came to believe that the brightest star, the brightest light, was leading them to find the fulfillment of God's purpose that was foretold in our first reading from Isaiah. It's interesting. The Magi found the newborn king, not in the powerful city of Jerusalem, but in Bethlehem, the small city where Joseph's ancestor, King David, had been born. After they brought their gifts to Jesus, the Magi changed their travel plans to return home because they heard in a dream that Herod couldn't be trusted and that he wanted to destroy the newborn king. So that's the Magi's response. Now, what about Herod? Instead of seeing Jesus as the light, Herod was afraid that he would lose power if another king of the Jews appeared. We don't read this in today's gospel, but in the verses that immediately follow it, we see how Herod responded to the Magi's questions about the newborn king. To keep his power, Herod ordered that all the baby boys under two should be killed. Mary, Joseph, and Jesus fled to Egypt so they would be safe from Herod's anger. Herod had truly lost his way. He was so blinded by anger and jealousy that nothing, not a prophet or a star or even a travel app, could put him back on the right path. But the Magi, the foreigners, honored Jesus and were joyful when they found him. God's light pointed them not to a palace, but to a small home. And even in those humble places, they recognized Jesus as king, and they gave him gifts that were fitting for a king. The Magi followed the light of the star and trusted that God would lead them to the right place. They even paid attention to God's presence in their dreams, taking a long way home to avoid Jerusalem, where they would have to see Herod again. The Magi understood the importance of following the light. As we heard in that first reading from Isaiah, "Arise, shine, your light has come." That's a beautiful story that we hear every year at Christmas time. But what is its significance for us? What can the story of the Magi's search for Jesus tell us as we begin 2025? First, I think we have to remember that epiphanies happen, that God's life shines only because God himself lights our way. For example, God shows us that Jesus is an extraordinary gift to us. God shows us that we must cherish that gift and continue to seek and follow Jesus every day. Second, we have to remember that no matter how important we think Christ is, not everybody wants to see God's light. Herod was willing to do anything to stop a threat to his power. But in spite of his bad actions, the Magi continued their journey and found Jesus, the newborn king and the light of the world. They gave him gifts, not a king in a palace, but a king with his mother in a humble home. So sometimes even the bad actions of people can lead to God's work being done. I also think a third thing is that we don't always know what we're looking for. But it's so important for us to stay open and keep searching anyway. The Magi were seekers. But could they have imagined that what they would find was a new king of the Jews, but also the Son of God? How could they ever have imagined the greatness that God was putting in front of them? I think the message for us is clear. If we are open to seeing God's light and following it as the Magi were, we will find our heart's desire. I think a fourth thing that we can think about is that every person in today's gospel had an epiphany. They saw something new. But I think what we have to remember is that the gospel is not just for people 2,000 years ago, it's for us. So the most important epiphanies today are the ones we will see. Today's gospel asks us to see the light and recognize the difference between the power of the world and God's power. And our question for this year is very simple. Whose power will we follow? And finally, I think it's really appropriate to say that on this day, we have the joy of welcoming someone who has followed the light of Christ to St. Stephen's. Isn't Epiphany Sunday a great day to welcome Kevin Dolan as a member? Kevin has been a part of St. Stephen's for many months. And Kevin, we celebrate your journey and rejoice that it's here at St. Stephen's that you have found a spiritual home. Epiphany Sunday invites us to search for God's light in our lives. It teaches us to go beyond the travel apps and ask for directions, ask for help in finding the Lord. Even when we think we have everything figured out, God can show us something new every day. And so today we continue to rejoice in a God who shows us the light and shows us far greater things than we could ever imagine. And may God bless us all as we begin this new year. Amen.